This is Mark Fitzell, and this is my memory piece for Cashel Arts Festival 2023. My memory piece dates back to 1991, which most people in Cashel will remember as the year Cashel finally won the county final. Things were good. Tipperary were All-Ireland champions. And as a young football fan, my team Arsenal won the old English First Division. But when I think back now, it's also the year that I nearly lost my life. Early in 1991, where Super Value is on Main Street now, was Super Value. It was known to all as Garvey's. And Garvey's were sponsoring Cashel Kincormac's their new set of jerseys after the disappointment of 1990 when Cashel were beaten in the county final by Holy Cross. Everybody felt like 1991 was going to be their year. So on a Saturday morning, Cashel were being presented by a new set of jerseys by Super Value. I was 11 years of age. Unlike most 11-year-olds now, would hardly be allowed down the town on their bike. So I got my bike out of the shed in my home house in Seven Abbeyside and cycled the bicycle down Abbeyside to the junction meeting Friar Street. At the time, Michael Hayes, my next door neighbour in Abbeyside, owned a coal yard where Paddy O'Dwyer's Butchers is now. I can remember it was a sunny morning, but had rained in the, I suppose, half hour before it. One memory I have of leaving home is, and I'm not in any way a religious person, but I can remember the Angelus bell ringing to indicate that it was 12 o'clock. I think it's an awful pity that the church bell isn't used anymore, because in a time before phones, it was a way that most of us around the town told the time was by the clock on the Catholic Church on Friar Street and the Protestant Church over on John Street. So I do remember leaving my home house and the Angelus bell ringing. When I got to the junction onto Friar Street, I was heading for Super Value on Main Street, Garvey's as it was known at the time. I can remember looking up towards the Clonmel Road and seeing three trucks coming down in convoy together. I watched the first truck pass, I watched the second truck pass, and the third truck pass. And straight away after the third truck passed, I cycled out behind it, not knowing that there was a car behind it. I have very little memories of what happened when I was actually hit. I thought I was after falling off the bike. A previous week I'd been coming from the hurling field, and I can remember clipping the back tire of somebody else's bike, and I came off my bike. So I just presumed similar had happened, but it was like time stood still. I got up off of the ground, and my first instinct was to run and check that the bike was okay. But I can remember looking around, seeing in horror on people's faces at what they had just witnessed. I hadn't a scratch on me, and was told in the hours after it that I had been hit. There was a car behind the truck, and I'd been hit. It hit the back wheel of the bike. I flew onto the bonnet of the car and slid down along the road. At the time, there was kind of a smooth, kind of tarry surface on it with probably no stones or gravel or grit or anything in it. Years later, when I was starting to socialise and go out, I met one of the witnesses to the crash, who's sadly no longer alive, But he just said to me, young Fitzell, he said, you're a dead man walking. Again, these things never played too much on my mind, as they wouldn't with an 11-year-old. All I was worried about is who Arsenal were playing next weekend. World Federation Wrestling on the television. And listening to music. 1991 was an amazing year for music. Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Guns N' Roses, Soundgarden, all these amazing bands, Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think I cycled down the town. The poor man who hit me, I can remember he had a moustache and he got out of the car. And again, to see the horror on his face, I probably at this stage hadn't realised I'd been knocked down. So I got on my bike and told him that I had to go and get milk for my mam. I went down to Super Value, watched the presentation of the jerseys. Can remember the late Mickey MacDonald and the late Philip Cronin down taking photographs for the newspaper. And after that, I probably returned home, only to the horror of finding the man who had knocked me down sitting at the kitchen table with my mam. And both of them were very emotional. I came in, I can remember my mam hugging and kissing me, and a few years previously there'd been an awful tragedy in the town where a boy was knocked down and killed, and I think that did play on my mind. I think these are memories I always put to the back of my mind until, I suppose, 4 or 5 years ago when my own children reached that age. And now the memories of that day play on my mind a lot. Not in a bad way, not in a haunting way. It's not a disturbing memory or anything, but I must have suppressed the memory of being knocked down for all of those years. And any time now that I do hear of anything like it on the telly, it brings me back to that Saturday morning in Cashel, where I could have just been another statistic.